Hello, good afternoon. My name is Marina. Thank you for the presentation. So Corynespora cassicola is a pathogen that causes a known disease target spot on soybean and cotton. Dr. Hagan and Sikora have been reported yield losses of cotton lint around 100 to 100 kilograms per hectare caused by this disease, and Dr. Faske around 1,000 kilograms per hectare of soybean yield losses. So it is an important disease for cotton and soybean. I think that we all know here the symptoms and the yield losses that these diseases can cause. So I will not spend so much time here that we can see a lot of further. So the fungi, it's known to produce a toxic substance, a small secreted protein named as cassicolin, that was classified as a disease effector. And for several years, genetic and pathogenic variability have been reported for these isolates of Corynespora cassicola. And in 2014, the diversity of these isolates were strongly structured by the toxin classes of the cassicolin, as we can see here in the phylogenetic tree. Where they found isolates from cotton and soybean in two clades, Cas2 and Cas6. And especially a unique combination of Cas2 plus 6 for cotton and soybean isolates only. And also they reported isolates without the presence of these cascolin coding genes, named as Cas0, suggesting the presence of other effectors that causes the disease. So for this trial, we used isolates for all these Cas0, Cas2, Cas6, and the combination of Cas2 and 6, just to have a diversity of isolates. We all know that it's an important disease that has increasing the incidence in the field crops, especially cotton and soybean. And here in US, it's also a big problem in Brazil. And especially because we have some practices that we use for cotton and soybean, such as no-till practices, that increases the presence of the inoculum of the pathogen in the soil, mainly because it's a saprophyte pathogen that can survive in the soil or in plant debris, and also because of the intensive use of susceptible cultivars of soybean and cotton in the field. Also, the outbreak on cotton that has been increasing the inoculum in the field, especially because we know that areas that we grow cotton, we can also grow soybeans, so we are increasing this inoculum in the field. And the last point, the loss of sensitivity to fungicides that have been reported over the years. Different frag groups of fungicides, such as group 1 MBC fungicides with isolates resistance to this fungicide group, or the group 7 SDHI fungicides and the group 11 KOI fungicides. So we have several cases of isolates resistance to these groups of fungicides on soybean, on cucumber, and several other crops. So it's especially important to take a look on the fungicide resistance, and our project, it was designed to help with disease management. And to accomplish our goals, the objective, it was to determine the in vitro sensitivity of fungicides over different isolates of cotton and soybean based on the cascodine-coding genes from Alabama. So moving here from the material methods, therefore 12 isolates of Coronaspora cassicola, it was collected in the state of Alabama. So we can see up north that we had, we chose 3 isolates from soybean represented by the green line and 2 isolates of cotton represented by the blue line. At central Alabama, we had 3 isolates of soybean and 1 isolate of cotton. And at south, in the south, 3 isolates of cotton from Fairhope and Bruton. All the isolates were morphologically identified. And then it was the DNA for these 12 isolates were extracted, and they were submitted to the detection of the cascodine coding genes following protocol by from Dion et al. Using all the 5 target genes that encodes for the cascodine coding genes described in the table. To identify the sensitivity to the fungicides, we used a traditional methodology, the amended media, where the fungicides, it will show as a colony growth inhibition. The fungicides that we choose for this trial, it was the headline, a QY fungicide, and the Prioxor, a mixed fungicide, a QY plus SDHI, where the fungicides were added to the PDA with different concentration and the control without fungicide. And mycelial plugs of 10 days old cultures were inoculated to observe the colony, the inhibition of the colony growth. After incubation, 2 measurements of the diameter of the first plate that grows 100%, it was measured, and data to analyze the data to estimate the EC50, the effective concentration that will inhibit 50% of colony growth. We used logarithmic regression, SAS 9.4. Moving on to the results here, we can see only for cotton isolates, and first for the headline fungicide, we can see the concentration in the XY, different concentration of the fungicides, and 0 for the control without fungicide, and the mycelial growth in the Y axis, where we can see the untreated control, the without fungicide, 100% of colony of the mycelial growth that will represent the control. And as you move forward, increasing concentration, we can see inhibition of the mycelial growth. With that, we can calculate the EC50 for each isolate. As we can see, we had, for example, for one isolate EVS01, 17.71 milligrams per liter of it is the EC50. So for cotton isolates using this fungicide headline, it was ranging from 17 to 66 milligrams per liter, the EC50. It's a very high number. We will see later. For soybean isolates with the same fungicide headline, we can see the same pattern where the EC50 was ranging between 50 and 94 milligrams per liter. So much higher than when you compare with cotton isolates. So the headline has the pyroclostrobin as the ingredient active, and it's a KOI fungicide group 11. And there are some reported, a lot of reported cases of resistance to this fungicide, especially in Brazil. It's a fungicide that is not used anymore to control diseases, soybean diseases or cotton diseases in Brazil. And isolate, it was reported as non-sensitive and highly non-sensitive to this fungicide, according to the EC50. So in our case, we had soybean isolates with higher EC50 than cotton isolates, and much higher than it was reported in our case from Brazil. For now, I will show you isolates from cotton, in this case from using Prioxor. And we can see the same pattern. We cannot see on the right side isolates with the higher concentration. We cannot see mycelial growth for these isolates. It's a good thing that this fungicide is working, controlling this pathogen. And the EC50 for this fungicide ranging from 0.57 to 1.03. The same thing for isolates from soybean, with the EC50 ranging from 1.45 to 11.80. In this case, we can see some mycelial growth on the right side with the higher concentration of the fungicide that will bring us into the future in the emergency of isolates resistance to this fungicide. So it's a KOI fungicide plus SDHI that we have also resistant isolates in Brazil to SDHI reported as two isolates moderate sensitive and three isolates highly non-sensitive. And in our case, the soybean isolates with higher insensitive than cotton isolates as the same as the other fungicide headline. Looking at the casculin coding genes, we cannot see a strongly correlation with these casculin coding genes affecting the sensitive to these fungicides, either for headline or Prioxor. And here we also can see the distribution, the frequency of the isolates for headline and Prioxor. That will be used in the future to monitor the fungicide resistance for these fungicides. As to final consideration here, we could see that soybean isolates had higher EC50, even here compared with the our isolates from U.S. from Brazil. So headline also with higher EC50 compared with the literature from Brazil. And it's time to think about it, the results, and maybe review the use of some fungicides such as headline that we have higher EC50 that it will trend to other fungicide resistance. And the use of the management of fungicide resistance that we need to recommend as itself. Thank you. I would like to take any question if possible.
Do we have time for a couple of questions?
Yes, the commercial.
The commercial formulation, other inerts, other, you know, how the active ingredients, there's only so much in that formulation.
Yeah, we tried to consider, but it was the only option that we had, so it was usually the commercial. And in other reports that we had in the literature, they have been used the same.
And then your colony diameter, you measured twice.
And then
how long did you incubate them before you took those
measures? It takes around 7 to 10 days. So it depends on the colony growth. So whenever you have the first plate that grows 100%, so you just stop the measurements.
Time for one more question. Yes.
Yeah, for now I did just once. I will do again everything maybe twice. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.